y'all ready to receive? You ready to receive? Man, that sounded like a dinner bell there. But it's funny because I was watching, Richard Roberts, when he was at Andrew Womack's, he said, healing is the dinner bell. So if you got your Bibles, open up to Psalms 103. I'm reading out a New King James Version. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. David is telling his soul to bless the Lord. And not only that, all that is within him. Sometimes we're going to have to tell ourselves to bless the Lord. With all the junk that's going on in this world, we're going to have to stop and take our time and actually start blessing the Lord. The thoughts that may come across your mind, the worry, the abuse, the doubts, the financial pressure, the fake news that gets put out, whatever you are dealing with, understand that God saw this very hour and he wants you to bless the Lord, oh your soul. Every sickness, every disease, every sin was taken care of by the blood of Jesus. Every sickness, mental health, everything taken care of by the blood of Jesus. There are times, if not every single day, if you take time out, tell your soul to bless the Lord. You may be driving in your car. You may be in a shower. You may be at home by yourself. You may be on a walk. And all these thoughts start to bombard. You just tell your soul, we're going to bless the Lord. You put a demand on that. You don't allow your mind to go amok. You put a demand on that. You bless the Lord. You're not going to focus on your rent being due at the end of the week. We are going to turn on worship music and do what? Bless the Lord. There used to be a time when we had our computer just set up and Kristen would be gone and I'll turn on worship music and I'll get to cleaning and stuff and dancing. That's why it would take me hours to clean. Cause she gets after it and she gets it done and I'm like, I'm still stuck in one area because I'm doing more praising and dancing than I am cleaning. But you're going to have to tell yourself to bless the Lord. Ask yourself this question. When was the last time I just went off and just blessed the Lord? When was the last time you just blessed the Lord? Are you blessing the Lord or are you blessing your problems? Bless means to affectionately praise. So are you affectionately praising the Lord? Or are you affectionately praising your problems? Because we're dealing with the mental. The more you affectionately praise your problems, the worse it's going to get. It's not going to change. But when you begin to bless the Lord, those problems aren't going to exist. It has no right to be in your life in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't even matter what it is. What was I upset about? You just forget because you're wrapped up in the presence of God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And David says, not only that, all that is within me, everything that I have, all of my energy, I will bless his holy name. For me, that's a problem solved. I'm going to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. I will praise his holy name, the name which is above all names. Verse 2. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. It goes hand in hand. Why only some people can't believe the first part? God forgives you of your sins, your iniquities, your trespasses, but he also forgives all your diseases. It's a package deal. But more people will put emphasis on the sins than they will the sickness and disease. And it's the same power. You know what? It's just a lot easier to do that. See, when we preach and teach the word of God, the gospel, when we preach the gospel, it's also supposed to be demonstrated. And it's a whole lot easier not to demonstrate something because you won't have to take any accountability. If David is saying, forget not, there's a good chance that sometimes we can forget how good God is and what he has done for us. So every day it's good to remind yourself about the benefits that you have as a believer, because it trumps anything that the world can ever offer. Not only the forgiveness of sins, in which our Father is the one who can forgive us of our sins and heal all our diseases. I'm not negating treatment in every which way I was treated. So I don't make light of that. But there is something better. Dealing with depression at one point in time. Guess what? The Bible talks about in Jude to build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying what? In the Holy Spirit. Well, I don't need all that stuff. I don't believe in that tongue stuff. Well, God does. How come you don't? Well, my denomination doesn't want me to do that. Well, either you're going to be bold and step out and leave that denomination and preach what the Word of God says to preach, or are you just going to be bound up, and then you, next thing you know, you got 15 different life groups going on to deal with one problem that God had already given you. The answer is always in the Word. How easy is it to go? I mean, we talk about what Jesus did. Faith is made for the impossible. Look at what the disciples talked about when they were supposed to feed the 5,000, and they said, we don't have enough money. There's not enough money. Jesus says, give me what you have. And then he blessed it. And it multiplied in their hands. He's telling them there's an easier way to do something, and it's faith in God, and it's believing in God, and it's the power of God operating within you. We keep going back to the world and what they do, and then we try to duplicate it in the churches. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. Salvation is one of the benefits of knowing the Father intimately. What good is being healed and delivered when you don't have a relationship with God? That's first and foremost. You can be going to hell in a handbasket and you worried about a headache. Get your life right with Jesus first. Make him your Lord and Savior. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. Then we can deal with the headache, because when you have that intimate relationship, you're going to realize, wait a minute, I don't have to have this anymore. I don't have to live with it. It's God's will for you to be healed of any type of disease or problem that you are experiencing. Verse 4, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. God is the one who rescued you from the pit of hell. Jesus is the one that rescued you from the pit of hell. Any destruction that may come your way, understand, you have been redeemed from. It's part of the package deal. Like last week, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. What are you cuddled up with? Is it heartbreak? Brokenness? Depression? Oppression? What are you cuddled up with? Jesus is our healer. You get closer to him. Draw closer to God and he will draw closer to you. Draw closer to oppression and it will draw closer to you, draw closer to sickness and disease. And oh, I'm so, Lord, I believe I'm healed. And then we're still laying in bed. You got to act on what you believe. Well, Pastor Tim, I'm experiencing destruction in my life. There can be many factors, but let's just go with what David said to do. Go back and bless the Lord. If you don't know anything else but what to do, bless the Lord. That's all I got. Well, then that's all I'm going to do. That's all I know, Lord. Then that's what you do. Bless the Lord. Don't curse him. It's not his problem. It's not his fault that you're going through that. But you can bless the Lord. We forget that we have the authority. We forget that we are righteous. He became sin that knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of him. See, when you cuddled up with the wrong stuff, you're not going to realize that you have right standing with God. The enemy will get you to the place to where he will want you to doubt everything that God has done for you. You don't have to put up with all that junk in your body. You don't have to put up with the migraines. Anybody dealing with migraines right now, just raise your hand real quick. Just, it comes and goes like every other time. Migraines. You don't have to put up with it. It has no right. It has no right to be in your life. Jesus bore that for you. I used to get migraines all the time. Tunnel vision. Then we get into a dark room. First thing. And then I allow Jesus to be the first thing that I do. Speak his word. Came out here. The last time it ever happened, it's been over maybe 12, 15 years ago. Blasted the music. You know you don't like loud music, right? When you, I blasted it. Dean probably not would have been happy on that one. Cause I had it blaring. Almost to the point of distortion. But I had to act on the word. And I, in here, had the lights off. Just these, the stage lights here. They were the only thing on, and for an hour and a half, I just praised him. I was blessing the Lord. Hour and a half, after it was all said and done, migraine gone, never been back. Because I chose to bless the Lord. Oh my soul. I had enough. Had it up to here. God is the one who rescues you from the pit of hell. We don't even have to put up dysfunction in our families. See, we all may come from a dysfunctional family. You're starting your family. Understand, it doesn't have to stay that way. Because now you have the word in every type of avenue, that area that you have in your family. If it's dysfunctional, you can apply the word of God to that. Well, our family used to do this, but now we do this. We used to go there and say this, but now we come here and we rejoice and we bless the Lord. We don't have to continue to do what our family did over and over and over and over again. Sooner or later, I mean, listen, experiences is not only our teacher. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, but we can learn from experiences and we can learn from other people's mistakes and what not to do. But we do it with humility, not with arrogance, not with pride. The Father has crowned you with loving kindness and with tender mercy. So when you begin to renew your mind and allow the word to transform you from the inside out, you will begin to live out those benefits daily. And you don't have to fake it any longer. Verse 5. Who satisfies your mouth with what? Evil things? Good things. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He satisfies your mouth. The word satisfy also means to fill. He fills your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, if you fill your mouth with bad things, your youth will look like a vulture. That's why. A crow or something. God fills your mouth with good things to say, not just over yourself, but also to all those whom you encounter. His word says in Romans 10:15, how beautiful are the feet of those who brings the gospel of peace, who brings good news of good things. He fills our mouth with good things. That's what we speak. Good things. When you speak the good things that the Father has given you to say, your youth is renewed like the eagles. There's just a few facts on the eagle that I got off the internet. I didn't do all the research. Someone else did it for me. I just took it from them. It's amazing, but it's a beautiful thing. They are at the top of the food chain. Eagles are at the top of the food chain. The enemy can't get you if you're living from the top. We don't live at the bottom of the barrel. We live at the top. The enemy wants you living at the bottom. When you fill your mouth with bad things, you're living at the bottom. When you're trying to compare, you're living at the bottom. You're trying to compete with one, you're living at the bottom. Live at the top. They have great eyesight that can detect prey from 2 miles away. Your youth will be renewed as the eagle. Their grip is up to 10 times stronger than a human. You ever shake somebody's hand that just squeezed the mess out of your hand? It's like, all right, dude, come on, man. Good night. I felt that way after I came back out of the hospital and stuff and recovering. I could not squeeze anybody's hand. It was so dainty as I don't know what. And everybody squeezed my hand. I'm like, yeah, what's up? Yeah. Good night. I have to get that back. I'm getting you back. Vice grips. His grip is up to 10 times stronger than a human. They are a symbol of freedom and peace. Your youth will be renewed as the eagles. The Migratory Bird Treaty Act carries a fine of up to $100,000 and a 1-year prison or jail sentence if you ever shoot a bald eagle or a golden eagle. Matthew 6:26 says this. Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? What the world considers sacred, God considers you sacred. His children sacred. He puts more value on you than he does a bird. Even though it's still his creation, you are the only ones, we are the only ones that were created in his image. So he takes great pride in his children. God hasn't forgotten about you. He cares more for you than he does these birds. And he moves with compassion when it comes to protecting his children. Ask yourself, when I read the Gospels, I see myself as like Jesus. Not as the one coming to Jesus needing help all the time. Y'all get that? Because sometimes we look at that and because we have his spirit on the inside of us. We have the authority that he has given us. Remember, people were bringing people on a mattress just so that Peter's shadow might fall upon them and they were healed. I look at myself as one of them, not as the lost sheep of Israel. Are you wearing the garment or are you still trying to touch his garment? See, God sees you as you wearing the garment. It's a whole different ballgame when you see yourself just like he does. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. That's verse 6 on that one. Got it. There you go, Andy. The word oppressed in the Merriam-Webster dictionary means burdened by abuse of power of authority. God doesn't execute righteousness and justice for those who are crying wolf. You can't fake it with him. He executes judgment, righteousness, and justice on those who are oppressed, So when you are truly oppressed, God is going to work on your behalf. But when you're faking it, you will be the one working it on your behalf and trying to get everybody else to work on your behalf. It's the difference. I'm going with God. Religious leaders of those days were oppressing the people. And Jesus extended grace to them. Freed them from that. Anyone who chooses to try and condemn you of today or what God has already forgiven you of does not truly know about the grace of God that has saved and redeemed them. Some people just want to continually live in your past. They keep bringing up your past to you, to everyone else. Like I said Wednesday night, you sit there and argue with the fool. Can't no one tell you who's the fool? He executes righteousness and justice, and God loves justice. He's a God of justice. He loves justice. If you don't believe me, read the book of Isaiah. It's throughout those scriptures. He doesn't like seeing his kids oppressed in any way. He made known his ways, verse 7, we can just keep on going. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. He remembers them no more. He's not saying I can't heal you because of that sin. He's removed it from you. Sometimes we may have our own hang-ups, whether we're living in unforgiveness or what have you. We may have our own hang-ups. But again, he wants to heal. He wants to deliver. He wants to set free. He wants to protect you. He wants to preserve you. He wants to help you in every single way. But he needs your cooperation. John 9 says this. Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now, they're always looking for sin. Who sinned here? Mother or the father? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Look at this simple answer. That the works of God should be revealed. This is the reason why he was born this way. So that the works of God should be revealed in him. I think we need to get back to that. Because nowadays we got about 1,000 excuses that I hear now. Well, he's not like this because, you know, well, God is going to show something. God is going to make something happen because all things work together for good. But if it does, then he would be healed. Not to stay that way for the rest of his life and it becomes a testimony. That the works of God should be revealed in him. What did Jesus do next? I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. We just gotta stop with all the excuses. Not here in this church because I don't think we've ever had any. Because we were taught right. But the world will bring out, and even some of the church will bring out all these excuses on why it didn't work. So that the works of God should be revealed in him. Next one. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva, and he anointed. Well, you're going too fast. Go back to that one, please. Verse 9. anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Go ahead. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Keep going. If there's any, that's verse 7, okay. Jesus healed this man. And even though his disciples were trying to come up with every excuse, trying to find out where the sin was. You know, sometimes if you're sick, it's not necessarily due to a sin. And people try to diagnose that. That's not for us to do. Now, if the Lord tells you maybe there is something there, that's when are you harboring any unforgiveness? Is everything all right with you? When the Holy Spirit is leading you to say that, and that's the reason why, go ahead. Go ahead and ask. Get rid of that thing and then lay hands on them. While it is day, we must work the works of the one who sent me. The same Spirit that created the universe lives in you. And Romans 8:11 says this, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. I remember receiving that text. Laid up. Trying to speak it over and over and over and over and over again. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. The Spirit of God that lives in you is not the same watered down version that has diminished throughout the ages. It's the same Spirit. It hadn't changed. Well, I don't know if God can heal this my eyes, my cataracts. I don't know if God can heal this deaf ear. I've had this for quite some time. I've had irritable bowel syndrome. I don't know if he can take care of that. The power of God has not ever diminished. Matthew 11 says, as now it came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, are you the coming one or do we look for another? Now, here's the thing. If you know about John already had testified about Jesus coming when he saw, behold, here's the Lamb. Who came to take away the sin of the world. He already testified about Jesus to his disciples. And now he's in prison because of his predicament. He's getting a little bit of doubt. Are you the one to come? It's like, are you going to help me out of this situation or not? He was in prison. Is God, you going to help me out here? So he goes and sends his disciples to go see. Next verse. Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. You see how all that is tied together? Nowadays, the gospel is just preached. With no demonstration. Little to none. The gospel is preached and then there's life groups created. Thank God for those life groups. The discipling and things of that nature. Nothing wrong with that. But where's the demonstration? Where's the proof? Where's the evidence? Miracle signs and wonders go along with this. Healing is the children's dinner bell. But it's a whole lot easier to say, well, sometimes God doesn't want to do it. If you go in there with some doubt and unbelief, it's not going to work. Believe you me, I pray for people where it didn't work. I got to own up to that. But remember this. Remember when Jesus spoke to the fig tree? Did it happen right away? Did it just dry right away when they seen it? No, they left, went to the temple. He cleared them out in every which way and drove them out and then came back. And then they saw that it was dried up. See, the word was taking root, but it didn't manifest. So you may have been prayed for years ago, and it just took some time for it to manifest. How long was it? Was it your hair, ma'am? You blended 20 plus years, but it manifested. She didn't back off. She had that bulldog face. If you're willing to wait forever, you won't have to wait too long. See, where the enemy wants to get you is, oh, that didn't work. And so they get you to doubt what God's word says. It gets you to doubt that you were ever healed. It gets you to doubt that healing is not a part of this anymore. Maybe I just need to go here. I'm not trying to say it's wrong to go to a doctor, because I went to a doctor. Actually, my wife made me go. She got tired of me. You know, when I get a cold, it's almost the equivalent of having a baby. It's about the same. It's about the same level there. Because I'm not used to it. I'm not used to being sick. I think that's the first time besides like a spider bite that I ever went. Other than that, it took a police vehicle to knock me out to put me in there at 3. I survived. Thank you, Jesus. Took the car out, though. It's crumbled up in a piece. But if the enemy can get you to doubt that God's word does not work in your life, as far as he's concerned, he won that little battle. But you don't ever back off. I never backed off for praying for people. I never backed off from helping people. I never backed off from laying hands. I never backed off from sending my word. I never backed off. Even though I may have had a failure here, I never backed off. And you don't ever back off from the word. You keep going. You keep moving. You keep praying. You keep speaking. More importantly, you keep listening to what he's telling you to say and when he's telling you to say it. Well, Pastor Tim, not everyone gets healed. Well, that's not where my faith is. Sorry, I'm not going to go there with you. You can have that debate with somebody else, but I say again, if you want to be a fool, I'm not going to sit there and argue with you. Healing is for today. It's part of your everyday life. That's a natural thing that should be happening in a believer's life, honestly. Operating in the supernatural, that's nothing. We got to get back to that. Because all of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. To rule this earth like you're supposed to rule it. To walk exactly how Jesus walked. And you can't do that without love operating in your heart. So you got to have compassion. Jesus had compassion and he fed them. He had compassion and he healed them. You got to have that same compassion. Ma'am, you have a headache. You have a migraine right now? Yes. Okay. Well, I believe in the name of Jesus, that migraine will never come back. You in agreement with that? And if it does, bless the Lord. Well, Pastor Tim said that it wasn't supposed to happen. Don't reason with it. Take authority over it. Did you have a migraine right now too? When was the last time you had one?
About a month ago.
Leave it there.
Amen.
Anybody dealing with back pain? Right now? Stand up. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing right now in that back right now. We command it to be healed and whole. Vertebrae is lined up in the name of Jesus. Disc removed. Lord, we thank you for that. Inflammation gone. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. I want you to act on the word. Do something that was hard and difficult for you to do right now. In the name of Jesus. Still hurt? So it's completely gone, or is it? Where's the pain at? Well, we speak to that right foot right now and we release that tension for blood to flow accurately. We thank you for strength, Lord. Jump up and down on it. Mm-mm. Where you at? Amen. Amen. If it comes back, what are we going to do? If it tries to.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive it. September 25th, 2022. It's done. Actually, 2,000 years ago, it was already. I just received it today. Jesus didn't have to get back on the cross for that to happen. When he said it is finished, it's finished. It's not like my finished jobs. I finished the baseboard. But there's still some pieces that I need to finish. That's not finished. When Jesus finished it, it's finished. Anybody been diagnosed with cancer? Well, thank you, Jesus. Sore throats, like unusual sore throats. Hard to swallow. Is that you? You didn't raise your hand? Okay. I thought you did. Let's stand. Let's stand. Let's stand. Father God. And if there's any prayer that you need, healing in any area of your life right now, come on up. Just be brave. Come on up. One, two, coming up. You got more? For our heart, Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you have given her clarity in every area of her life, Lord. And as she continues to yield herself to you and to your word, your word says that you, the Holy Spirit, will give gifts as he wills. And we just thank you for the giftings that you have put on the inside of her, Lord, so that she does have more discernment in every area of her life, Lord. And we just thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir.
Lower back.
Muscle.
Tensions.
Well, if you quit lifting them cows up like they're dumbbells. Paul Bunyan over here.
That's good. What I was known for.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Father God, we speak healing into this back right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And as Lord, we thank you. Lower back. In the name of Jesus, we speak strength into it. Pain, we command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. Were you able? Can you bend over and test the air?
Yeah.
I know. I know. I can't test the floor. My belly gets in the way. So,
yeah.
And I got short arms. So that's so that's not really good. How's it feel? It's still stiff.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, loosen, 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 loosen. Thank you, Jesus. You just keep working that. Side to side. Yes, ma'am. Do you have a personal relationship with him?
Yes,
okay. Father God.
Patience, understanding, compassion for others. And emotional, mental, physical, energy, and strength.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for, what's your name? Beth, we thank you for Beth, Lord. We thank you for her willingness to want to draw closer to you, Father God. And as she does, Lord, continue to reveal yourself to her, not just through revelation of your word, but just personally, Father God, that she gets to know you better. And the more and more she gets to know you better, Lord, we just thank you for mental clarity in her life. We thank you for your loving kindness, Lord. And as she continues to walk with you, Father God, we thank you for an increase of grace in her life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen, amen. Yes, sir. Shoulder. What happened? What was hard to do right now? Scale of 1 to 10, where's the pain? 10 being worst.
If I try to raise my arm, probably about a 7.
Can you do this? That's about it?
Yep.
In the name of Jesus, we speak to the shoulder. We command it to be healed. Ligaments, we command you to be restored as new, stronger than ever, flexible, operating the way it needs to be operated, Lord. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, healing in his shoulder. Hallelujah. Try it out. Can you go up? That's hard to do if it's a torn rotator cuff. I know I couldn't. How does it feel? Scale 1 to 10. Pain. Is that a 2? So it went from a what? 7 to 2. In the name of Jesus, let's get it a 0. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing. In the name of Jesus. No more pain. We command it to leave your body in Jesus' name. Keep working it. Keep working it. Yes, sir.
Got some ligament damage, tendinosis in the shoulder.
Okay. From the shoulder all the way down?
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this. My brother, we thank you, Lord. Your healing power, we command this shoulder and this ligaments to be restored. New Lord, you have spare body parts and there's no shortage in that, Lord, and we thank you for that. We command his arm to be healed in Jesus' name, stronger than ever. Stronger than ever. Stronger than ever. Can you work it?
Yeah.
Does it hurt still?
It's a lot better.
Where's it at, like? You can make it now? Yeah. Well, you got to keep you golfing.
Yeah.
Brandon needs some more stuff.
Yeah.
Feels better. Okay. Keep working it.
Okay.
Word doesn't stop. Thank you for healing, Lord. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
My eyes.
What's wrong with your eyes?
I've been really dry and struggling with this one for the past couple of weeks.
Some tear ducts, no. When you cry, if you do cry on sad movies, does it? It's just really, really dry? Okay. Father God, we thank you for these eyes, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. You know how you created all of us to be. Tear ducts and everything else, Lord. That the eyes need the water in there, Lord. That needs to be water. Lord, we thank you for healing in her eyes. Thank you for wholeness from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Could you tell right now when you were with your eyes? Was it just really, I said they feel better? They're like more relieved? Mm-hmm. Like you put Visine in them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. You and your dad. Okay. In the name of Jesus. Is it hard to squeeze my hand?
Just like on this
side. Father God, we thank you for healing in her hand, Lord. For JC, we thank you for her heart, Lord. Your child. We thank you that you are a good God. Lord, we speak healing in this hand. Stronger grip. Stronger than the eagles, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. If my hand was a golf club, squeeze it.
Feels better.
Feels better?
Yeah.
Where's the pain at? If, scale of 1 to 10, pain being 10.
Probably
worse. 1? Okay, squeeze again. The more you squeeze, the better it gets. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Probably a zero now.
Okay. Awesome. Yes, ma'am.
I'm actually like supposed to share something with everybody today.
Okay. Not yet. Okay. How many more have we got? Devlin.
I just feel a little lost right now. I need to be closer to Jesus.
Yeah. Lord, I thank you for this young lady. I thank you for your word. Your word says you'll never leave her nor forsake her. Now she begins to draw closer to you, Lord. Her intimacy with you. Will be increased tenfold in the name of Jesus. That you will open up your word to her. Not just your word. You will show her how much you love her. We just thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hey. You know how much he loves you? He does. Don't beat yourself up over it. Because we've all been there. Okay? He loves you so much. Kristen, can you give her a hug? A mama hug. You can hug your mama over there too. Yes, sir.
I need some healing in the relationship with me and my daughter. The enemy is definitely trying to attack my family, and I refuse to give up on my faith. But the enemy tried to shut me up in my home, and I try to speak the word of God, you know, just hear whatever he has to tell me. And I need to fight. I need my brothers and sisters with me to help me.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. The enemy is the prince of thieves. And he doesn't steal anything that is of worth value. So you do have something to offer. Otherwise, he'd leave you alone. Right. So you keep fighting with the word. And stand bold. You don't ever apologize for doing what's right for your family. Amen. Father God, we thank you for the boldness of the Spirit of God living and operating on the inside of him. Satan, we cancel your assignment off of him right now in the name of Jesus and his family. We cancel it right now. And understand that you are under his feet. We thank you for Dexter, the young man of God, operating in the power and authority that you have given him, Lord. We thank you for supernatural protection over his family. And that, Lord, you are leading him and guiding him into the right direction. You are ordering his footsteps, Lord. We give you praise. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Rev.
Yeah. You good?
I'm good.
Okay. What is it you wanted to say?
Well, I guess I, too.
Oh, praise God.
You said me on Thursday, help me to have them on. Your job is very important. And you are a light. Yes. You are the light of the world.
That's awesome.
That's it.
Thank you. Good job, little man. Train them up in the way they should go.
Train them up.
Dustin, I guess you are doing a pretty good job there. Well, grab the person's hand next to you. Reach out to them. If you're by yourself, reach out. Y'all reach out right there. There you go. Right there. Take 30 seconds and just pray for your person on the left. Now pray for the person on your right. Bless them. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you. As we continue to be vessels for you, Lord, strengthen us in our walk. Strengthen us in our love walk. So that we can continue to be a light for you. And all that need your help, you would send us there. To be a blessing to them. We just give you grace. Extend it to you, Lord. Your word says to grow in grace. Help us to grow in grace with each other. Joe, how's your shoulder? Amen. JC, how's your hand? Good. Seth, where you at? We love you, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. You all are free to go.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.